now joined by Western Hornet head football coach Aaron O'Loughlin. And coach, with your dream team nominees for this season, we'll start on offense, and you've got junior left tackle Aiden Krogh.
Yes, Krogh was our left tackle this year. He's a guy that got to mix in some on last year's group, filling in for the Brocklin boy that got hurt. So he had a little bit of experience coming into the year, but his mindset was more of a defender, but we were very happy with how he performed for us this year. And we're a little bit different than some teams. We like speed at our tackle positions, trying to catch the edge, and that's a trait that he has, and he did a real good job for us this year.
As much as your offense likes to run the football, he had to have been very important to be on that offensive line.
Definitely, and you know, we like to run speed option. Didn't run it quite as much this year as we have, but he did a great job of getting around ends and getting up to linebackers, and occasionally having to work up to DBs in our short passing game. So he's just an athletic kid that has a high motor, and we're glad that we get to have him back next year.
We'll talk about the leadership role he carries as both on offense and defense, and even away from the football field, maybe in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, he's a leader. He's emotional, but at the same time, he kind of keeps that bottled in until it's needed, I guess you could say, and does a good job at managing that. And in terms of the weight room, I'd say that's where both these guys are really important to the program and leadership. In the weight room before school and during class, they come in twice a day, and it's not mandatory in the morning. They're just guys that are trying to make their senior year as good as they can.
All right, well, switching over to defense, we've got another junior middle linebacker, Ryan Starr. Talk about the season he had.
He plays our middle linebacker spot, and he made all of our calls, and with our multiple style defense that we run, I was very pleased with his progress and understanding where everybody needs to go. Him and the safety kind of both have to be coaches on the field. The middle linebacker for us is a guy that makes sure the box is right, and the free safety makes sure the secondary is right, and making sure that the multiple all matches, because we can't be on a different page from each other or it's not going to work. So did a good job of learning that this year, and led us in tackles, just over 100 tackles, and a good season for him, definitely. And again, we're glad that he's a junior, and we're going to get to have him back as a senior.
Well, being a junior and being that leader of the defense in the middle linebacker position, was the leadership trait of his, did that grow throughout the season? Was it pretty noticeable from start to finish how he grew into that leadership role?
Yes, and these juniors, you know, having a smaller senior class, just three guys, these juniors have stepped up when needed to be ready for the next season, and having to fill those leadership roles, both in the locker room, in the weight room, and on the football field. And Ryan's done a good job of that, and he's a little bit more vocal than Aiden, but everybody has their own way of leading, and it's like I've talked to them, those two actually, I've talked to them specifically about, you're only a leader if people are following, and guys definitely follow these guys, and Ryan especially, being a little bit more vocal, and we're excited for the season that they had, but also the season looking ahead for their senior year.
Well, looking forward to their senior year, it's got to be very exciting as a coach to know you have two very good football players and two leaders of the football team that will come back and put the work in throughout the winter, through the off season, and get ready for next fall.
That definitely is big. It'll be real big for us kind of going in a year of switching or going from a big group of seniors to a real small group of seniors, kind of back to that middle stage of six or so. These guys are ready to take on the challenge of being seniors and leading this team, and knowing that we got a lot of work to do, but at the same time we got a lot of young guys ready to fill those spots. So definitely an exciting future for us.